When is okay not okay? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. The latest eruption of the okay gesture as a secret sign of white power is in this video clip from the broadcast of the Army-Navy game.
If you're going to beat Army or Navy, that is a full day's work.
And as that reporter was speaking, you could see two of the cadets nearby making an upside-down okay gesture. And if you're wondering why the OK gesture suddenly means white power, here's how a spokesman for the Anti-Defamation League explained it.
Some people suggest the three fingers looks like a W, and when you have a circle in your hand, it looks like a P.
Yes, you see, apparently anybody can just go on the internet, redefine a common gesture, and if they get enough views, we all have to accept it. Or do we? Because it turns out that for middle schoolers, making the very same OK sign can mean something completely different. It turns out it's part of a super fun punch me game.
If you can make the other guy look at your hand when you're doing this, you get to hit them in the arm.
Just a stupid but harmless little game. So maybe the cadets weren't being racist, but just being middle schoolers. There will, of course, be a full investigation of this. However, I'm compelled to point out that the confusion over the OK gesture does present the very real possibility that white supremacists making what they think is their secret sign are going to get punched in the arm by a middle schooler. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.